So Alpha. This is good. Progress so far. It will be the PowerPoint first, so just hold fire a minute, though. Don't show the first picture yet, please. So Alpha. I'm sure you've all heard of Alpha. It's a course designed for people who wouldn't necessarily describe themselves as Christian or go to church. It offers a place over a good few weeks when Alpha is run. I think it's about 10 weeks generally, where people can come together, have food. Food's always good. And ask those big questions in life. And today's question, what we are looking at is there more to life than this? And that's the first question of the Alpha series as a whole. So Alpha, it's really good, and one of the main reasons it works is it's relational. People develop relationships. It's a place where friendships are formed. This video, what I'm going to show part of in a moment, it's over 20 minutes long, so I'm not going to show it all, you'll be glad to hear. But one of the things it says at the beginning is, when people have sat outside Alpha in their cars, when they've seen Alpha here tonight, 7 o'clock, they've sat there and they've watched people go in to see if they look normal. And the general thing is actually, yeah, they do. They look normal. They're just people who are wanting, who are exploring those big questions in life. So if this is people exploring big questions in life, and we have, a few moments ago, we declared our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We've already said we believe all this. Why are we doing this? Why are we asking this question? Is there more to life than this? Next week's question, who is Jesus? The week after, how and why to read the Bible. And then it will be a couple of weeks break because it's November by that time. And these are all big questions you may think, well, I read my Bible. I've got an idea who Jesus is. I've just declared my faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So why do this? And I think actually asking that question, is there more to life than this, needs to be asked by us all at some point in our walk of faith. As we explore, as we go deeper with God, as we embrace all He has to give. Unless, of course, you've got it all sorted. Nicky Gumbel is the chap who... That's him. And I've got to say this, he's ever so posh. He really, really is. And he's not in the building. No, he won't be in the building. He talks like Roger Priest, our archdeacon. When I was playing this at home, Dave, my husband, said, is that Roger? Oh, sorry, I didn't do that. But anyway, this guy, Nicky Gumbel, he is really posh, but, you know, that's okay. But, you know, this man who heads it up, he wasn't always a Christian. He openly admits that he thought it was relevant. He thought it to be dull. Boring. That these Christians are all a bit nice, but not for me. And actually, this is really interesting. It was a source to make him feel guilty. That he would feel guilty about what? He doesn't say. So anyway, he says he couldn't see how some guy who lived 2,000 years ago plus 2,000 miles away, what relevance he could have to his life then. But he also says there's something missing. He wouldn't go around saying there's something, I won't go into that, it's this, sorry. He wouldn't go around saying, oh, there's something missing in my life, there's something missing. It was deeper than that. Still as loud, probably even louder than an audible because it's inside. There was something missing for him. He'd always be looking for the next new thing. When I get this, I'll be happy. So he'd say, when I finish my exams, I'll be happy. When I leave school, I'll be happy. When I get the job, I'll be happy. When I get a girlfriend, I'll be happy. But he soon came to realise when all those things happened, finished school, passed his exams, got a job, got a girlfriend, even he was surprised, there was still that emptiness. That career, money, house, car, all these things that looked so, so good and as the source of happiness. And yet they left him empty. And it left him seeking more. Now, to go with his poshness, he's also dead clever. So he researched faith, Christianity, Jesus. I'm just going to show you a PowerPoint about, and it's got on it a couple of people. First of all, this guy is Marmite. He's also disappeared. He's Marmite, I think. Russell Brand. Yeah, the Hazelmore, you love him. Yeah, okay. But anyway, Russell Brand said, we should have written it down. Russell Brand said, drugs and alcohol are not my problem in life. Reality is my problem. Drugs and alcohol are my solution to fill up the hole inside of me. Now, this is a man who seemingly has everything. But here's a man who's seemingly had so much more. Next picture, please. Freddie Mercury. He'd amassed a huge fortune and millions of fans, but shortly before his death, he stated he was desperately lonely. He said, you can have everything in the world and still be the loneliest man. And that is the most bitter type of loneliness. Success had brought him world idolization and millions of pounds, but had prevented him from having the one thing we all need, a loving, ongoing relationship. This man had it all, except the one thing we all need, that loving, ongoing relationship that isn't going to be found in a career, that isn't going to be found in money, or a house, or a car. We saw at the beginning of this service the story about Richard. He thought he was okay. We don't know his stand in faith. We're not told that at all. But his circumstances changed to being relatively, I'm doing okay, to queuing up outside a food bank. Next slide, please. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus is the one thing that satisfies our spiritual hunger. Nothing else satisfies. There's only one relationship that goes on forever, and that is with God. And Jesus said, I am the way to that relationship. So one of the things that Alpha does is it puts you in a place where you, for yourself, because you can only do this for yourself, you work through, obviously if you want to, those big questions in life. Today's question, is there more to life than this? Now another man, we're now going to, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. I have come so you may have life and have it to the full. This man we're going to listen to next, you would say he had life to the full. Incredibly clever man. He discovered that genes associated, not these genes, your body genes, are associated with a number of diseases. Nikki Gumbel introduces them better than what I can ever do. But this man thought he had, I'm sure, everything until one day he was challenged. Okay? The Nikki Gumbel one now. Please. We will come back to that one. So this man is sat at his patient's bedside, challenged by an elderly lady, full of faith, and yet challenged him to his very core. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he came so that we may have life to the full. He came to deal with those things in our lives that stop us enjoying life to the full. The things that spoil our lives, leaving us often with the question, is there more to life than this? Both of today's readings point to the worship of false idols. In Acts, it seems that all bases were covered, and they had an altar for the unknown God, just in case they'd missed someone. And in the reading from Mark, the worship of money, wealth. These two things, as real today as they were then, barriers. The question, is there more to life than this? This is what Paul was pointing out to the people of Athens when he challenged them by saying, you don't even know who you are worshipping. The people of Athens, they see in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and carefully looked at the objects of worship, I even found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God. So you are ignorant in the very thing you worship. And as for the rich young ruler, Jesus knew that his God was wealth. And he struck straight to the heart of this man, challenging him. So what we're going to do now is what happened in Alpha. You talk, I stop, you talk. So this is a starting point for discussions. Now what I suggest we do is talk where we are. Along your pew, turn around, talk to people around you. You sort out how you want to talk to one another. But I've got a couple of starting points for discussions. And you're only getting 5 minutes on this. So don't save the introductions, get straight in. If Paul were to walk round, this is the next slide, I think. If Paul were to walk round our town today, what objects of worship would he find? Would he come to the same conclusion? You are very religious. And to the rich young ruler, Jesus told him there was one thing what he lacked. What is it? And this was an exam question, it would now say, discuss. And then the last thing I want to leave you with is, what spiritual hungers do we have? And how are they satisfied? Okay, you've got bakers, you've got 5 minutes. Bake! You've got to watch that to see what I mean. Just a minute to finish off this discussion. Rebellion in the ranks. Okay, we'll just bring our discussions to a conclusion. The men on that row, pews. Thank you. I hope you found that time to discuss those questions helpful. From Romans, it says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. So this morning, this question, is there more to life than this? As somebody stood here, what I'm doing today is planting a seed. We help each other to water it, but God makes it grow. So I pray for each of you as we go through this Alpha course, these different weeks, looking at these big questions, that something may stir in you, to want you to search for that deeper knowledge, that deeper faith in Jesus Christ. Because no matter where we are in our faith, we can go deeper into him. Amen.